We're learning Tosfos Yomi. We're on Maseches Bava Kama on Daf Kaf Vav, page 26. We're starting on Amud Aleph and we're going to Amud B. Tosfos is actually on page B, second and third. Tosfos, we're trying to see both. And the topic is damages, man-made damages, but made by accident. Very interesting thing that we've just learned. We were in a wonderful Shabbaton, where we learned about damages and intentions. So it could have been a very nice introduction to all the topic of damages, that why do we have to pay for damages while it is unintentional? Simple answer is because the other guy doesn't know. You caused the damage, and therefore you must pay. If you do something unintentional, ben odom lemokoim, then you cannot cause a damage to the Almighty. Therefore, you don't have to pay, or you don't get the punishment. But by damages, you always do pay everything, even without intention. Here, it's man-made damages, therefore there is a distinction of intentional and unintentional damages. In some cases, from the Mishnahs, it seems to be that there is no distinction. From Tosfos, seems to be that there is distinction. So let us see it from closer look. The Mishnah says on the bottom of the page A, quite clear. If a man causes a damage, whether it is intentional or it is unintentional, no matter, you pay. Seems clear. Beiner ben yashen. Okay, so sometimes people cause damage even by sleeping. They walk. Awake. Okay, and Mishnah ends with some examples. Simo es ein haveroi, reshiber es akeli, meshalem nezek shalem. So this means that either he was blinding the other person or broken the utensils, then it must people causing the damage must pay the full damage. And the Gemara immediately makes the remark, Tane Sima Sein Chaveroi, what are these examples are special about? Sima Sein Chaveroi, Dumi Nashibera Sakenim. So there is something in common between the two examples that the Mishnah selected, picked. Ma Hosom Nezekin Arbadvarim Lai, Av Sima Sein Chaveroi Nezekin Arbadvarim Lai. Okay, so very easy. There are five kind of damages that one should pay. Generally, these are nezek is the damage itself, and beyond that, tsar, ripui, shevet, boshet. Tsar meaning the pain itself, ripui, the medical costs, shevet meaning maybe the damaged one cannot work, therefore loses out money, boshet, and furthermore is ashamed. And this also can be evaluated as a monetary payment. So generally speaking, there are five kinds of damages. And speaking of damaging specifically, the sure thing is that you have to pay for the nezek. Why is it similar? What's this thing about simesen of shiberasa kelim? It's obvious because kelim is utensils. Then there is no reason to speak about the arba dvorim, the four additional damages which pertains only to people. Therefore, if a human victim is compared to non-human victim, then it implies that the common denominator, how you can do that there is a common denominator, that you are exempt, one, from paying the four additional damages. okay, then comes to mind, when is it the case that you do have to pay these four additional damages? Maybe it speaks only about Sime es en chaveroi. Maybe it's something special about it here. Or maybe it can be the difference of shoygeg. Yes, this is the difference. Okay, so the Mishnah said no difference between intentional and unintentional. And the Gemara was very fast to inform us that this is only regarding damages and damage payment. And the four additional payments are outside of this area. And there you already need the intention factor. Yes. Okay, it's clear. Okay. Minahan Elvile. It says, where do we learn this from? Actually, there's a source in the Torah for this concept, says Rashi, this is the key concept today. The key concept is you must pay even though you didn't have an intention. You must pay. Even though it's important to know. It's not that we have no way to learn about your intentions, because even if we can learn about your intentions, even it's clear as sun, even in such a case you have to pay, because what you caused you must repay. This is the general principle, and even if we have F functional MRI instruments which see your head and see your thoughts and see that you had no intentions to cause any damage, even so, you must pay for this damage, because this is a responsibility that you take for your actions, even in an unintentional setting. And actually, there's a Torah source for it, which we learn here. The source is Petza Tachas Petza, which is, if you look at the Pasukim, look at the Torah, this is completely superfluous, because before Kasher Tase Ken Ya'aselai, even one verse before, the Torah said, whatever was done must be done for him. Which could be speaking only about an intentional case, but then comes petza tachas petza, which basically conveys the same message, so cannot be. So there is an additional information, and the Gemara says the additional information is that even though you had no intention, you must pay for causing such a damage. So now, even without intention, you have the same obligation as with intention. Even if you had Aines, even if you had external circumstances which were enforcing you to do this, just as if it were your own free will. And then the Gemara says, we need the same pasuk to another thing to learn. Liten tzar b'makom nezek. If you caused nezek, you caused the loss, you caused damage, then you have to pay also for tzar, for pain. Yes, and this is, if you think about the Torah verses, this makes much sense, because it said, just as if he did, you should do to them. Kasher, yase, ken yase loy. Yes, and this, what is this speaking about? It can be even, the context was human. human-human interaction. So not one is utensil, because in a utensil context, you only need still to bring in the concept of damage caused to human, and then it must be also tsa'ar. Yes? So what is this? Tsa'ar b'mokom nezek? The afilo heka de'ika nezek meshalim nami tsa'ar. This is the... Okay, so this, anyway, this must be written somewhere in the Torah. There must be a source in the Torah to write that you have to pay when you cause damage to other human being. You have to pay also for something which hurts, the pain. The lote matzar, the kosmo rachmono, hainu bedeleka nezek. So that you shouldn't say that. Okay, so it seems that the Torah says anywhere that there is such a payment for tzar, for pain, but you could say yes, but I am exempt with what I'm already paying nezek, which is the loss of the value, the monetary loss is the nezek, and I pay the nezek, so therefore I should not pay for the pain. Yes, you should pay for both, it says. And b'derekha nezek kevaisai. Kegon kevaisai b'shipud al tzipornoi. And it brings such a case when it is possible to hurt a nail in such a way that there is only pain, but not monetary loss. Okay, so it is possible. The law of Chesed mekaspei. So it's no monetary loss for him. Okay, so this is some strange kind of thinking. But it's possible because we have similar things like Kimli b'derabamine seems to be similar, that you cause bigger sin and smaller sin, and the bigger sin you have to be punished, for the smaller you should not be punished, and something similar could be, you could imagine such a case, but please don't do that. Please pay both. Please pay both the nezek and both the tsar, both the monetary loss and both the pain. And the pain you must also pay when there is a monetary loss. Okay, but there is a problem now, because if you have short term memory or even long term or even short term memory, then you remember that we said that in the case of shoigeg, in the case of unintentional damage, there is actually no obligation to pay for the tsar, because you did not have an intention to cause pain for the other human being. You didn't have intention to cause monetary loss to the other human being, but at the end they caused the loss. And monetary loss you must cause regardless of your intention, but the pain is, and every other thing, pain now, in this context, I think this is also always says the same to every other thing. Tsa'ar, Boishes, Ripui, Shevet, these four things, these go together. These learn one from the other later on in the Gemara. But the point being here is for the monetary loss you must always pay. For every other things you must only pay if you had intention. Now, this explanation looks like you have to pay. Now I tell you the main trick to understand the next Tosfos. You have to think in two times two tables. That is, shoigeg, mezid, nezek, tsar. Yes. Nezek is the monetary loss you must always pay. Be it either intentional or unintentional. Tsar, this you must pay only if it was intentional. Yes, so you can ask, what was this thing? It says, I forgot to finish the Gemara, that the Gemara said at the end, So you need the same verse to explain that you have to pay also for nezek. So it is also possible to write peza be peza or peza tahas peza. So now you learn to my tahas peza shmamine torte. So this was the Gemara. What is this that peza tachas peza? This is teaches you two things. One for learning the tsar payment obligation, and one for learning the shoigeg obligation. But if you put together the two, so nezek, so one cell of our table, 2 times 2 table is nezek mezid. Was clear already for this. We don't need a pasuk. We don't need no pasuk, yes. And then you have 2 directions of the pasuk that you can use too. One is tsar, and the other is shoigeg. And then you can put together the two. And then you have to pay even for pain, but without intention. You have to pay for the pain. But this is not true. This is not true. This you don't put together. Logic would dictate to put this together, but you don't. Why? Because which logic dictates to put them together? Formal logic. Putting the formulas together would tell to you, okay, I have this direction, put together the two, and there you have to pay. Yes, but logic dictates that you don't want him to pay when he was unintentional. When he was unintentional, it's bad enough that he has to pay the nezek. That's it. And this is the basic idea of the Tosfos. Shma min atarte ve'im toimar lo eilam rinon sima ein shel chaveroi b'shoigeigoi b'oines. Above we said when we started to understand the Mishnah of a case of blinding the other person unintentionally. Yes, then nezekin arba dvarim loy tsar. Yeah, you pay only damage and not any other things, including tsar. But now you see that there is good reason to obligate him for a pain payment. Why? Because here you see it, tsar nami lechayev. Why? The bahu kra the marbina nezek kesiv namitzar. In the very same pasuk, in the very same verse in the Torah, when you know that there is a need for paying the bahu kra the marbina nezek kesiv namitzar. Where we were extending the concept of paying for damage, intentional, unintentional damage, which is not spoken out here. There you have mentioned tsar. So based on what is written, you could have thought that there is reason to say to obligate him to pay also the pain. But really the thing here is v'yesh loymar, the answer is the kolma de matzinan lemifter shoigeg patrinan, everything which we could exempt from payment of very interesting kind of reasoning, isn't it? Everything which we could exempt from payment of an unintentional damager, we do exempt. It's bad enough that he pays for damage. He shouldn't pay for tsar. The kach mukminan the high crow, the mar b'shoigeg. So therefore, we understand this pasuk speaking about we know that this extends the concept to an unintentional alcohol damage. So there is, now we can use the trick that I told you before, that you have these four options in a 2x2 table, this, 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 and this. You start from here and you come from here, and you say, yes, 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 but here we do not go. Here we do not go. So the extension is like this direction and not this direction. Like in a maybe there is a way to geometrically say this, that we extend against a cross shape and not a circle shape. Yes, the marble, dafke benezek. So this extends the unintentional extension goes only to nezek. This is possible to say. The irebe ikar krav lobetzar. So the basics of, I think that there is a way to say it also by how to learn the pasuk. There are two additional layers to learn reading of the reading of this pasuk. One reading is shoigeg, other reading is tsar. And it also matters which you have first. If you say first tsar, and you know what, even shoigeg, then you have tsar and shoigeg. But when you take the reverse, then it's not true. Then it comes out like, first you have shoigeg, you know what, shoigeg goes to nezek. What is the main topic of the pasuk? The main topic of pasuk is nezek, is damages. What is it about? It speaks about an unintentional damage. What kind of unintentional damage? It goes to nezek directly, and not to tsar. Tsar we don't know yet. Oh, now we know that unintentional damage, you must pay damage. You must pay the nezek payment. And no, you know what? You must even pay tsar. When? In an intentional case, of course, yes. Because these are both sub-extensions, yes. Maybe not so much by the order, but more like this. These are extending the original main principle. The original main principle is that when you were damaging intentionally, then you must pay. This was the original basic principle which we was building on so far. And then it comes extending even in a case of unintentional damage, and even in a case of tsar. But we do not interplay the two. Yes.